The coalition of states filed the suit in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, challenging the cap-and-trade rule. Cap-and-trade allows operators of older power plants to swap pollution credits with newer plants instead of minimizing their own emissions. EPA regulators say their program will cut mercury pollution by 70% over the next 12 years. The states say mercury is too dangerous for a go-slow approach. Emily Green is with the Sierra Club.
Just a little bit can cause major problems for children's health in particular. So right now we have the technology to reduce mercury from coal plants by 90%. That's what we should do.
In contrast to the EPA rule, more than 20 states have adopted or are moving to adopt more stringent rules to reduce mercury emissions. For the GLRC, I'm Gregory Warner.